Schuss, Rav Schlitz. So an hour before Purim, we want of Oda, Shindachnas Oda, Mar Besumcha. So the Nais of Purim, the Gemara says, Shalu Talmidov, Shalu Pshem Beichoy, Talmidov Shimcha Esav Shimchoy Naman is Chai v'Yisrael Shabbos Sedo. It's the name of Yisrael Chiyuv Kloy. Was the reason of the Gzeir, the decree from Haman Kloy of Klal Yisrael, which Aver did Klal Yisrael commit that there should be Mechoyev Misa. So Shimchoy told them Emir Yatem, you should say. So they said, "Nay Shinahanum Sidasa Shleisa Rasha." They participated and they found enjoyment in the party of Suda, the party of Achshverosh. Shimchai asked, "That's not right. Then only Shushan should exist. Should only have been on Shushan. They were the ones that took part in the Suda." So Shimchai said, "Nay." Shishtachful Tzalem. In the time of Nebuchadnezzar, they bowed down to Rabbi Dezara, to the Tzalem. And so they asked and came, why? So then why did Hashem bring the Nes? What was the Nes? In other words, there should have been the Shemin Chas V'Shalom. Haman went through with his decree, with his gzera. Wow. Which zchus? Why was the reason that the Ben Shalom saved Klal Yisrael from this gzera? So Pshim B'chai said, "Heim la'asu el lepanim, afakach baruch la'asu amam el lepan." They only did it. They only bowed down to the Vayizara. Externally, just they bowed down. Only like outside. Really, the Pnimis, they didn't bow down to the Avodah Zarah. They really didn't believe in the Avodah Zarah. So the Baruch Hu only showed them in an external way, scared them, like with this Gzer, but Bamas, Klal Yisrael didn't do Avodah Zarah. So I wouldn't go into Kashis, into Tiktukim, just go to the Teretz right away. First, this Indian that they didn't bow down to Avodah Zarah means the whole idea of Purim that Megillas Esther means touch to a certain definition. You could touch Megillas Esther that it's Megala the Hester. It's Megala. It reveals something which is concealed, which is very much, very, very much concealed. It's Megala, this Indian. Certain Chayli Kiddush of Klal Yisrael and Neshama. The Kedushas on the Shema of Klal Yisrael, which doesn't bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Even if someone would ever bow down to the Avodah Zarah, would think that he believes in the Avodah Zarah. So Purim reveals to us the secret that someone who has the Kedushas Yisrael, he'll never bow down to the Avodah Zarah. He doesn't even know that he doesn't serve the Avodah Zarah. He thinks that he's believing in the Avodah Zarah. But he doesn't know that the embassy doesn't believe in the Avodah Zarah. Because we are Yehudim. Our name is Yehudim, Jews. Jews means Yehudim. Judea, Yehudim. So a Yehudi, the Gemara says, call a Kaifer by Avodah Zarah, Nikki Yehudi. Someone who's Kaifer in Avodah Zarah, in other words, he doesn't believe in Avodah Zarah. Denies the existence of the idea of Avodah Zarah. So then he is called a Yehudi. He's called a Yehudi. Now Yehudi means he's moida to Hashem. He's moida. He believes in Hashem. So if you're moida to Hashem, you're kaifer in Avodah Zarah. So it goes together. Call a kaifer by Avodah Zarah and a Yehudi. Amartchai was megaladat. Was Megala, he revealed this Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. That's why the Pasuk says, Amartchai lo yichrav lo yishtachva. It doesn't say lo yikarav lo yishtachva. He didn't bow down. didn't fall for the Avodah Zarah, didn't kneel to the Avodah Zarah, he didn't, was Le Yichra, Le Yishtach, Le Karav, Le Yishtach, he says, Le Yichra. Le Yichra means he doesn't do that. He will not do that because he doesn't do such a thing. He doesn't. Mordechai is like you said, this person won't do that. He doesn't do it because he won't do it. He'll never do it. He can't be kneel to the Avodah Zarah. He can't bow down to the Avodah Zarah. And it's not because he's Mordechai, because Mordechai told all the Avdei HaMelech, he told the servants of Melech, the reason that I don't bow down to the Avodah Zarah, Yehudi, because I'm a Yehudi, not because I'm Mordechai, not because I'm a Tzaddik, not because I'm the God Lador, not because I'm a Talmud Chacham, because I'm a Yehudi, I'm a Yid, and a Yid doesn't bow down to the Avodah Zarah. He doesn't do that. And if he does do it, it's only Lepan. It's only, it seems that he bows down, but he really has no attachment to Rabbi Dizar. That's a Kedusha, which is, we are sort of stamped with that Kedusha. Our Chosim is that Kedusha, that we are Avdei Hashem, and we will never bow down to Rabbi Dizar. Remember, it's a Pasuk, it's a Nefarish Pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk says, Shachachnu Shem Elokeinu, whoever forget the name of Hashem, but Nifres Kapenu El Zar, and will pray to the El Zar, to the Avodah Zarah. So, Aloy Elokim Yachkar Zois, the Bein Shalom will be chayker on that. Will sort of seek what's the amos in this Indian, and the Bein Shalom will reveal that we never bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Ki Hu Yedeya, the Bein Shalom knows Taluma is life. The Bein Shalom knows the hidden parts of the heart. And he knows that we will never bow down to Rabbi Dizar. So Purim was a time when the Rabbi Shalom acted upon this klal, this principle that Kihu Yachkar Zayis, the Rabbi Shalom is going to be Chaykida. And Purim reveals for us a Kedusha that is Megillas Esther, it's Megalad, this Hester, this Talumah Slave, this hidden part of the innermost part of the neshama of Kedushas Yisrael, and that is the bunch was chaykedat, and the bunch sort of searched for that kedusha, and that kedusha became revealed, and that's Megillas Esther, it's Megalophos, this Hester, this taluma is lev, this hidden part of the lev of Klal Yisrael. Bemis, the whole Indian is a very deep Indian, a very subtle Indian, a very profound Indian, the Indian of not bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. They'll say, ain't Tzav El Avodah Zarah. Rebbe says Tzav, Chazal Darshan, the Tzav means Avodah Zarah. Tzav, what does Tzav mean? Tzav, the plain definition of Tzav is command. Hashem commands you. Tzav is bnei, so it's a mitzvah. Tzav, a commandment. So why is Tzav Avodah Zarah? So I'll say psukim to darshan that Tzav means Avodah Zarah. So Tzav could mean Avodah Zarah because Avodah Zarah means foreign Avodah. Avodah Zarah we use for idol worship. But the literal definition of Avodah Zarah means Avodah, service which is far, it's Zarah, it doesn't belong. In other words, the Bein Shalom was mitzavet to the whole creation, certain tivuya. Bein Shalom commanded the creation with certain commandments. These commandments are the natural functions of every creation. In other words, whatever any creation does, that's because the Rebbe Shem commanded by Briyas Olam, by Yoyim Hashem, the Rebbe Shem said it should be like that. So that made this law of the nature, this governs the nature of everything that's created by Hashem. Every animal, every flower, every tree, everything. Everything, Doimim, Tzomei, Chaim, Adab, everything is commanded by Hashem. He, Tziva, Vayehi, the Rebbein Shalom commanded, and it became. And it became a natural, the Rebbein Shalom's Tzivuyim, the Rebbein Shalom's commandments, are a natural, have a certain effect on the creation that becomes part of his nature. It's a natural phenomenon that's called a tzivui of Hashem, which creates all the natures of all creations. So really, a person, an Adam, is also created with certain natural functions. And these natural functions are, if Adam Rishon wouldn't have committed the chait of Eitz Hadas, then it will be lasad lava, and Mashiach will come. That the natural function of a person was to have attachment to Hashem. He has a neshama, v'yipach b'apav nishmas chai, he has a neshama, and he could attach himself to the Creator. That's the function of Adam. The function of Adam is a creation, which is Adam Alelin. He resembles Bitzalam Elokim. He resembles whatever the Bereishis reveals in, as part of godliness, divinity, godliness. That's the Adam is a resemblance. And he could be a merkava l'shchina, and he could attach himself to Hashem. He could be a tveikis. He could talk to Hashem, Hashem could talk to him, and he has a natural attachment to Hashem. That's his creation. That's his creation. And he wouldn't have to be commanded to do anything, because that's his natural creation. Just like you don't have to command a lion to do what a lion does. You don't have to command anything to do what it does. Every creation has its natural function that it does without commandment. He was born with the instinct, with the natural das to act upon his creation. So really, everything that's called tzav, that you have to command from the outside, after he's created, you have to tell him, do that and do that. That means that's not natural. That's not his natural function. He has to force himself, and he has to do against his natural instinct and do like that. You have to teach him. He has to be trained to do so. Want a lion to do something that is not created for, so you have to train him. Want him to act in a circus, you have to train him. So he needs training, because he needs this training, because it's something that's foreign to him. It's foreign to his creation. So really, what the Avodah Zarah really does always, Avodah Zarah commands a person like to act not according to his creation. The whole Avodah Zarah has commandments which are far into the creation of a person. So that means tzav. That's a commandment. It's a commandment which is an avodah zara. It's a foreign avodah. It's not something that he was created for. So the kedusha, we have commandments, but these commandments are fit with the nature. It only put back your original nature. Let's say Avraham Avinu was master kol ha-Torah kula without being commanded. Because Avram is a certain creation that was purified himself from the Eitz Hadas. That's why Bihibaram is Oisis Avram. Bihibaram, he is a creation. Bihibaram, like he is created. Alakim Osas Adam Yasher. He's an Adam Ayasher. He's like a natural Adam, which wasn't seduced by the influence of the Nachash, of the Eitz Hadas. And so he acts upon his natural, his real nature. So he was master of his activation, or master kol ha-Torah kula, even without being commanded, because all the commandments of Hashem, apkuda Hashem yisharim, mesamchei lev, they're yisharim, they're yashus mesamchei lev, they rejoice to lev, because it just puts back the original nature of the Adam, of the person. So these are commandments which are fit with the Ma'aseh Bereishis. Far commandment is Ein Tzav El Avodah Zarah. That's, I would say, more poshut pshat in this Indian of the Chazal that say Ein Tzav El Avodah Zarah. Let's go a step further, a deeper pshat that's more on Derech Chassidus, and you have to understand that it's as you saw, big Yisoidus and Chassidus, you have to know how to use it too. I was even misupik. I had doubts if I should say such a shmus, because you have to be more trained into you shouldn't make a mistake in it. You have to be more trained into the dark Yechsidus, but I trust Abitach and Basham. I trust the Kedushas of the Tzibur that they'll understand the right, in the right way. This Inyan. Ein Tzav El Avod Zor. There's an interesting pasuk when the pasuk speaks about Avod Zor. And the pasuk says like this, that you'll do Avod Zor in a Shantam Baretz, Kisoylet Bonam, Bnei Bonam, in a Shantam Baretz. In a Shantam you get like you get old. No, it's going to go. You will lose your freshness. You will lose the freshness that you have to have in the way of Hashem. Come like you just mitzvah and nashim alamada. You'll do the Torah mitzvahs because Arv wrote. You know, you're used to it. You're born into it, and the time will come. You'll do basisa. You'll do avodah zarah. You'll start worshiping avodah zarah. I'm not sure if it says in that pasuk or in a different pasuk, but one of the pasukim it says, that's an interesting pasuk. You'll do a tmunas koil what the Rebbeinu Shem commanded you. So what does the pasuk say? So Rashi says, like the pasuk needs to say, what the Rebbeinu Shem commanded you not to do. The Rebbeinu Shem told you not to worship Avodah Zarah. And this is the tzivui of Hashem, and you'll transgress this tzivui, this commandment, and you'll make avodah zarah, you'll serve, you'll worship avodah zarah. You know, always the psukim, even the Chazal darshan, but if you know the soid of the pasuk, the secret of the pasuk, that the Zohar says, then it's exactly like the pasuk, the pshat in the pasuk. The soid is the exact pshat, and can't say different. It has to say exactly like it says. So there's a certain side in that. In other words, if you do Torah mitzvahs, just without, there's a way that you could be mekayim Torah mitzvahs, and you wouldn't transgress no commandment. You'll do all the mitzvahs. You wouldn't do any averis. You'll do everything. Everything that the Rebbeinu Shem commanded you to do. And the pnimis, if you'll really understand what he's doing, then really he's not doing anything. He's really over and kula Torah kula, and he's over the avodah zarah. In other words, he's over the avodah zarah means that he's doing all the avodah, everything that he does, but it's avodah shezarah loy. It's not what was intended to mean by being mekayim Torah mitzvahs. There's a way that a person could be mekayim all Torah mitzvah, not be over no aver, but it doesn't do it like it was intended or it was meant to do. It wasn't meant to do in such a way. So ask me, where does it say that I was over on anything? Tell me any part of Shulchan Aruch that you could tell me I was over on that. So I could tell him, no, it's not in Shulchan Aruch. It's in you. It's you. It's not the Shulchan Aruch. You wouldn't find it in the Shulchan Aruch. You'd find the fifth chelik of the Shulchan Aruch. The fourth halakim you wouldn't find. That's the concept that the Ramban is Marach in the Indian of Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu is a mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. It should be Kedoshim. How are you Kedoshim? There's no halacha how to be Kedoshim. By a certain person, a Kedoshim means a very... be perished, not to eat, not to sleep, and be misagiv, and just live with ruchnis, no gashmis. Other persons, a different madrega, a lot of madregas. Kedoshim too. Dabal kol adas b'nai, speak to all of Klal Yisrael, big people, small people, and tell them all kedoshim too. You should all be kedoshim. So the Ramban says that this kedoshim too is a mitzvah kolelis. It's a very sort of klal, fundamental mitzvah, which includes the whole Torah. The Ramban says it's possible to be mekayim the whole Torah and be a novel b'rishis haTorah. The Ramban says it could be a novel with the heter of the Torah. In other words, it's a way to, in other words, we would say in English, to be the system. You could be the system. You could fight the whole intention of the Torah without being caught by and given a summons by being over on anything. The court can't be mechayiv you with anything, but you just didn't do it how it was intended to me. Not when she wants something should come out of this whole Torah. This whole Torah should bring you to a certain madrega, and you have the bchira, you have the free choice to do everything, and still not reach the madrega that the Torah intended that you should reach through the kiyum of Torah mitzvahs. A novel b'shus haTorah. You bet the system. You did everything. No complaints. Have no complaints. But many times could be a certain person marry someone, and his wife doesn't have any complaints on him. No complaints. But he's not a husband, that's all. No complaints. No, without any complaints. There's no complaints, but it's not what it was intended to me. That's all. So how does it come? So if you ask a question, the Rebbein Shem commanded us to do commandments, and this is supposed to bring our perfection, our shleimus. So I would think that I could rely on the Torah and the mitzvahs. I could rely on the system that would bring me to my shleimus. Why did the Rebbein Shem leave over sort of a gap? It's a sort of a gap. You could be mekayem the mitzvahs, and I'll come to Bezen Shemal and tell, I listened to your commandments. So what do you want from me? I listen to you. If your commandments don't bring to shleimus, so it's my fault. Why didn't you make a system that should bring me to my shleimus? It's not my fault. I did everything. So this is the whole idea of the vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, of the amkus of the Odom. We always have to go to be mizbeinen, to look into the shayrish of the Odom, look in Sefer Bereishis, Odom Rishon. And the way it's musbar, the pnimi is more in a deeper way. Odom Rishon really didn't have a chet of Eitz HaDaas, which was caused, everything that it caused, everything, a big, great destruction, the whole system of Ma'aseh Bereishis, chet of the Eitz HaDaas. Really, it's hard to understand. He didn't have a Yetzirah. He was Elokim also Sodom Yosher. He made him a very straightforward person with a very strong common sense. Yosher, natural. And how come? What? And no creation transgressed his own creation. No, everything does what it's commanded to. Why, what's this Adam? He has Pchir, he has free choice. But if he doesn't have a Yetzirah, there was a Yetzar. The Yetzar was from the outside. The Nachash, the Yetzar was on the outside, like someone else that comes to you and tries to influence you to do Averis. It wasn't part of him. It wasn't the outside. But still, it's hard to understand. How come that a person has no Yetzar? He's the Chacham, the biggest Chacham, the wisest creation there is. And everyone wants to bow down to him. He's the biggest resemblance of Hashem. How could he transgress the plain tzivui the Benshin told him? Don't eat from the Eitz HaDaas. How come he ate from the Eitz HaDaas? No, a child could understand. Don't be over what you were commanded to do. How can he understand that? That a creation shouldn't be over what he was created for. He doesn't trust his creator. It doesn't make sense. So the Oymik Advarim is the Pchira, and that's really, it leaves over impression, the Doris, on Klal Yisrael, especially on Tzaddikim. When Tzaddikim come to a high madrega, to a real big madrega, they don't have pchir. If you come to a higher madrega, you have a different type of free choice. They don't have pchir to be over and to be over the Dvar Hashem. A lot of madregas have pchir. Like people like we, like, you know, we were born into Yiddishkeit, we're from and everything. You don't have the same pchir that people on the outside have, you know. I don't think Shoyim Torah Mitzvahs, who years and years is a Shoyim Torah Mitzvah, have pchir to eat reif, to be Mechal Shabbos. He has pchir, I can't say he doesn't have pchir, but of course he can do it. You know, he wouldn't do it, he can do it. At least on the normal circumstances, definitely not, even not. people. Over on Yiddishkeit. No, it doesn't have Bechira. Big Tzaddik doesn't have Bechira on being over on something, on what the Bereshim said, don't do, be over on that. No, there's no Bechira on that. And other Mishnah also didn't have Bechira. That wasn't his Bechira. Bechira by Tzaddikim is how to do something that the Bereshim told you to do. How to do it, how much to do it. And sometimes a certain tzaddik has to be even over and aver l'shma. Reb Nachman says in Kutamaran that the p'chir of a tzaddik is very similar to the p'chir of Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was hoisev yemechad medatoi by Matan Torah. He was moisev one day. And he wasn't sure that he's allowed to be moisev a day for Matan Torah. Maybe the merchant told him that tomorrow I'll give the Torah, So he can't add on a day until the Bereshim come a day later. So it was a shaila, it was a question. Should he be moisef? Shouldn't he be? That's a p'chir of a tzaddik. He has such a p'chir. Tzaddik sometimes could have a p'chir. Should I reveal myself, my kedusha? In other words, people should be anah, should be having a hana for my kedusha. Should I be behatzen alecha? Should I conceal myself to be more l'shem shamay? They're both mitzvahs, both are mitzvahs, but he has to know what's Ratzon Hashem. What does the Bansha want? What's the real Ratzon Hashem? Sometimes I think it's Ratzon Hashem, but it's not the real Ratzon Hashem. It's not really what the Bansha wants. Like we find Reb Shimon Baichoy. Reb Shimon Baichoy said the person is going to work, he's going to be Oisik in Chai Yisho, he's going to do Parnasi, he's going to Vasafta de Ganecha, Vasaroshcha. So that's not what Hashem wants. The Bansha wants you to be Oisik B'Torah. Oisik Ratzon Hashem is to be Oisik B'Torah, to be learn the whole day, be Oisik the entire whole day, nothing else. So Tosfos says, Asafta de Ganecha, it says, be Oisik Ratzon Hashem, it's Vahoyim Shemoya Tishmuel, it's Oisik Asafta de Ganecha. So Tosfos says, it's Oisik Ratzon Hashem, Ava Loi Kol Kach. It's Oisik Ratzon Hashem, Ava Loi, that's a word of Tosfos, a very lomdish word. Not so much. It could be oisner tzayin shalmakim, but it's not kol kach tzayin shalmakim. And that's the ikipchir of a person of Adam Rishon before his creation. That's the shirish of it. In other words, that's the shirish of pchir. You can do, but depends how you do. Depends. Do you do because if your relationship to Hashem is in a way that you would understand what Hashem wants. Or if your relationship to Hashem is that you do what you are commanded, but you're not close enough, you didn't work yourself up to be close enough to Hashem that you would understand what Hashem really wants. That was the Bechira of Adam Rishon. In other words, when the Rebbe Hashem told Adam Rishon, "Mikoy leitzagan ochel toicha," I think I mentioned it once in Beishir here, they meant to say, the Bansha meant, eat from the Eitz HaChaim. It was a very blazing commandment. Eat from the Eitz HaChaim. But the Bansha didn't say it behadiyah, the Bansha didn't say it beferish. But he had to understand it from his, the Ruach HaChaim, in which the Bansha told him, said, Mikoyle Eitz HaGan Ochel Toichel, he said it with such a Vayipach Ba'apach Nishmas Chaim, with such a spirit, with such a Ruach HaChaim, with such a fire, that he should understand. Why does Bansha say it to say, Mekoil Eitzagan Ochel Toichel? It's a nice thing to eat from all Eitzagan. All the Eitzagan were very, very holy Eitzim, Heilige Madregis, big Madregis. One Eitz was gave him a Madreg, this Madreg, this way. Still not, it still doesn't answer really why the Bansha should say it with such a emphasis, with such a neshama. Mekoil Eitzagan. This koil means the klolis of the whole Eitz HaChai, of the whole Gan Eden. The klolis of the Gan Eden is the Eitz HaChai. Eat Eitz HaChai. Eitz HaChai means, like the Bansha tells you, have dveikis in Hashem. V'atem advekim b'Hashem alakeichem chayim kulchem ayim. Have dveikis in Hashem. That's the Ruach HaChayim in which the Bansha commanded all the Marishan, Mekoil Eitz HaChai. Mekoil Eitz HaChai means, every one of the Eitz HaChai is a different aspect of the perfection of Adam. One Eitz HaChai means, no, Sechtus Kaddishim, all Kaddishim, you should be Makriv Kabbans. That's one Eitz. Another Eitz is Nezikin, be Nizer, If you want to be a chassid, don't be mazik, be a adam yosher, be very, very, very erlich in business. No, be don't say lies, leserzach, leisunav, everything. This is something else. This is something. But this is the pnimis. The pnimis. That's really that's the intention, the kavana, the tachlis of what everything means. It includes the whole, all that. Say again. It's what really, what comes together when you combine the whole message of all the etzei again, which the effect that it will have on your neshama, it would come out. You'll have chai. You'll have chai means you'll have dveikis in Hashem, and that's the kibchir. If Adam would have eaten from the etzei chai, he wouldn't have been able to eat from the etzei das. The etzei das wouldn't talk to him. The etzei das is toiv and ra. There's toiv, there's ra, but he would right away understand that ra is mavas. The Torah says ra is mavas, and someone who has tasted chai, he can't choose mavas. Once you taste chayim, you can't choose mavas. If you taste dveikis basham, what does it mean dveikis? Have to be explained. It. Everyone knows the word dveikis, but what is the exact definition of dveikis? Dveikis means that if I have a certain relationship to a certain person, so I know him, so I have a certain attachment to him. No, he's a smart person, so I like his smartness. He has good midos, he has a good character, I like his character. He's an interesting person, oh, so it's also good. He's nice, I like to talk to him, he makes me in a good mood, he's very interesting, whatever he does, he's my, I have a certain attachment, sometimes I have a very stronger attachment, whatever. I'm Amish, I feel the closest to him, whatever. Attachment to Hashem, in other words, if you will ever meet Hashem, if one of us will ever meet Hashem panim b'panim, face to face, we'll meet Hashem, so it will have an effect that you'll be so much attached to Hashem that he can't forget about Hashem. He can't attach yourself in any way to something else. You're stuck. you're attached to Hashem. Hashem. He took you over your whole being. That's dveikus. That's what you call dveikus. Dveikus means that people that ever met the presence and the light of Hashem, of Matan Torah, so they became attached to Hashem, and Klal Yisrael became attached to Hashem by Matan Torah in a way that Kedushas Yisrael can't separate themselves from Hashem. They can't bow down to the Avodah Zarah, they can't connect themselves in any way to anything else but Hashem. They're Yehudim. That's called dveikus. That's the meaning of dveikus. Dveikus b'Hashem. Atama dveikus. So this is the whole creation of Adam. This is the whole kheer of Adam. Everything else is only after the Adam changed his whole madrega, and then everything evolved from the first Adam. This is the original Adam. This is the real Adam. Adam that's his kheer is dveikus or not dveikus. In other words, are you performing what you are commanded to do? So Ibn Shem told you, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. No, I'm not going to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Whatever, but I'm ready to do what Hashem told me to do. Whatever Hashem told me to do, I'm ready to do. But Ibn Shem didn't tell me you have to eat from the Eitz Hachai. Didn't tell me. Why don't you understand that you have to eat from the Eitz Hachai? No, but don't tell me not to eat. So he does everything command. What is command? So that's the meaning of Ein Tzav El Avodah Zarah. In other words, you became a machine. There's a formula how the machine should work. The formula is Tariq Mitzvahs. Tariq Mitzvahs, like a formula. Perform, and you drink, you push that button. This is the button of Shmir Shabbos. This is the button. There's, you know, the whole system, and it works. But you still have a free choice. You have still a choice. The free choice of Adam is not if he's going to follow the laws. The free choice of that's pashut. Of course, you have to follow the laws. But the free choice, the main choice is how are you going to do it? If you're going to do it with how Hashem intended you to do it, or if you're going to do it just what you're commanded to do. So if Adam Arishan would have not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, he wouldn't eat from the Eitz Chaim. Not eat from the Eitz Hadas, so then that would be such a destruction. It would be such a mapala of the Adam. In other words, the whole Adam would become a machine. He's able to succeed and exist with being doing the commandments. In other words, it's going to be one piece of Avodah Zarah. That's called Avodah. Ain't Tzav El Avodah Zarah. If you do only what you commanded, so then you're just following, you're going through a system, which is not the Avodah that Hashem wanted you to do. It's an Avodah Zarah. It's not according to the intention. It's done without the Chaim. It's like a Tzelem. What's a Tzelem? A Tzelem means you make a sculpture, you make a form. It looks like Adam. In the old times, they could even make with certain koiches of kishuv that it should talk like Adam, should everything like Adam. Like the eagle, they made an eagle, and the eagle acted like a living thing, had a certain life. But it was a tzelem, it was Zohar Neshama. So you hold the whole mitzvahs that you could do an oifen that it's going to be a guf below Neshama. You could daven with a guf below Neshama, or it's daven guf Neshama, pashut. It said that, you know, he daven without kavan. He just daven, say the words. But pichsidus guf below neshama is even if you mechaven the words, even if you mechaven perishamilus. But where's the neshama? Where's the fire? Where's the neshama? How do you say v'rishlayim irucha barachm tashiv? I see, no, it's just cold. You know, it's cold words. You know, rishlayim. You know what you're saying? Rishlayim irucha barachm tashiv. Where's the heart? Where are the tears? Where's the yearning? Where's the whole nechum of davening? In other words, you could do everything, you get used to soil banim ibnei banim, just like a father has children. So what does the father do to his children? He makes the tzelem, the goof. He builds up a goof of children. But the Benjamin has to put in a neshama. So he has to attach himself to Hashem. The Benjamin's going to show you here and going to put in a neshama in his children. You soil it banim ibnei banim. You'll have children and grandchildren, but you're going to make children which have a goof without a neshama. Your whole way of building up your family was going to be making gufim without neshamas. And it's going to come a time, you'll make a pesel, tmunas koil. You'll make an avodah zarah, asher tzivcha Hashem alakecha. From all the mitzvahs, it's going to be one big avodah zarah. All the mitzvahs, asher tzivcha Hashem alakecha, is going to be one big system, and one big sort of laws and regulations, which is not according to the intention. That's all. It's not the core. And that's going to be, eventually, It's going to come to it that will cause that you will do Avodah Zarah Mamish. Because if this is what the Kedusha has to offer, Avodah Zarah could also offer almost the same thing. Could imitate. That could be imitated by the Avodah Zarah. So you come, and then after, so why do I have to pick this system? I'll pick a different system. So in other words, you make a pesel tmunas koil and shetzivcha Hashem. And that's the shirish while you make of the pshat of the pasuk that you make avodah zarah mamish because you made that pesel tmunas koil of the Torah of kiyum Torah mitzvahs. But here I have to sort of. Always the right word in English, that you have to, you should make a mistake here, you know, you have to make sure. The Maisa, we are after the Chet of Eitz Hadas. We are not before the Chet of Eitz Hadas. Tzaddikim, who are on the Madrega, that they were sucking the Chet of Eitz Hadas according to their Madrega, relative, because relative to their Madrega. So you could say they have this pchira of which doing or not doing, doing the mitzvahs and we, mostly, most of our pchiras, and the Benjamin doesn't expect more of us, and we should meet, at least we should definitely not be makel on that. In other words, a person's going to say, you know, I'm anyway not being Mekayim Shabbos, like, according to the Mechuvim, like the Benjamin wanted to be Mekayim Shabbos. So what's the point of being Mekayim Shabbos, you know? I'll be over. I'm anyway. The Rav just said that I'm over with the Zohar when I keep Shabbos. My Shabbos is a pesel tmunas koil and shetzivcha Hashem alakecha. It's a whole one big avodah zarah. So what's the point of keeping Shabbos? I wouldn't go in all explanation, but the plain explanation is that we are after the chet of Eitz Hadas. After the chet of Eitz Hadas, our pchira is on. Do you listen or don't you listen? We have the mitzvah was given after the chet of Eitz Hadas. So the pchira is sort of instituted in such a way that what you have to do, that's what the ikkah that you have to do. Do the mitzvahs, do what you are commanded, and don't do what you're not commanded. This, the whole shmus, have to make a preface, the whole shmooze, that it's only chassidus. I'm talking chassidus. I'm not talking halacha. I'm not talking Yiddishkeit even. I'm talking chassidus. In other words, it's only pertaining to chassidus. In other words, it's only pertaining that after you mekayim Torah mitzvahs, try to go a little more. Lefnim ishuras adin. Try to go more. And lefnim ishuras adin, I try to... We have a certain shirai, in other words, a certain... which is left over to us from before the Chet of Etz Hadas. And that's the mitzvah of Kedoshim too. I'm just explaining the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you. Make an effort. Make an effort to be mekayim also, according to your madrega, also the mechuvim. After you, very much nizer, of course. Let's say he's going to say, no, I'll be Michael a little Shabbos. I'll be more machma on the mechuvim of Shabbos. It's not your Pasha Yisra. Then I wouldn't be mishadach with you, and I'll throw you out of this medrash. You're not mishalom. And if you're going to be mekayim, the mitzvahs of Shulchan Aruch, even though if you'll have a Shabbos like one of the peasants, then you're a shem Torah mitzvah. You're a shem Torah mitzvah, because that's the Torah, that's our p'chir, after the fate of it. What I'm talking now is only the oimik, which how it was supposed to be before the Eitzadah, of Chet of Eitzadahs, and now how it's in a certain madrega by tzaddikim. That's it. The idea, I'm talking about the idea, but of course, the Ikir, the Torah mitzvahs is just you have to be kind of the passions, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's why many people are afraid sometimes if you talk chassidus, you shouldn't overlap, you know, shouldn't destroy the whole structure of Yiddishkeit, of the Shulchan Aruch. No, you have to know, Shulchan Aruch is Shulchan Aruch, that's Yiddishkeit. We're only going a step further, that after you mekayim everything, then you should also be try to be the kedoshim to. This is playing the mitzvah of kedoshim to. Okay, so by tzaddikim, they have a big avoid in that, and there is a certain avoid by tzaddikim to break this yitzhar of avodizar, to break this yitzhar of avodizar, this inyan of avodizar is called zivchei mesim. It's mace, it has no neshama. If you do Torah mitzvahs without neshama, it's any of zivchei mesim. Purim is the yontav, you go out memisa l'chai. You go out memisa l'chai. You go out from zivchei mesim, from misa, you go out l'chai. And in the time of the, after Purim, the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, mevatel yitzhar d'avodizor, mevatel yitzhar d'avodizor. That's what it says in the Megillah. The Megillah says, v'chamas ha-melech shachacha, v'yitlu es homan al eitz, anshehechen l'mordechai, v'chamas ha-melech shachacha. It says, the Gemara says, kol zman sheyesh avodah zarah ba'olam, charein af ba'olam. It's a charein af ba'olam. Haman is avodah zarah. Vayitlu haman al eitzan sheyech l'mordechai. In other words, it was a bit of avodah zarah. Then v'chamas ha-melech, it's charein af ba'olam, which is, as long as there's avodah zarah ba'olam, v'chamas ha-melech shachach. From now, the Anshe Knesset Gedolah had the koyach, the power of being mevatel the yetzer of avodah zarah. In other words, a person's betzalam alakim. As long as the umis oilam, a goy could make himself for a tzalam, like a tzalam alakim, then they could make avodah zarah. There's a yitzra of avodah zarah. There's a yitzra of avodah zarah. You're Adam. I'm also Adam. I'm a tzalam alakim. So I'm Adam, and I could imitate the kedusha, and I can make a tzalam like Nebuchadnezzar made a tzalam. A tzalam means an imitation of the Adam. A sculpture of Dodd, imitation of Dodd. But always by the Torah says that you can't hang up a person. At least you have to, even if you hang him up, you have to bring him back down at night, because he's a Tzalam Elokim. He's a Kilas Elokim Talui. It's a Tzalam Elokim, it's not a Kvetcher mind that you hang up a Tzalam Elokim. But when they hung up Haman, it means that Haman is not even a Tzalam. It's nothing. If the Bereshit made it so that the Melech, Achashverosh, should hang up Haman, it means that the Sitra Achel lost its unique, its ability of imitating the Kedusha and make itself a Tzalam. That means there was Mevatel Yitzhar Avodah Zarah. There's no more ability to the Sitra Achel to imitate the Kedusha and make themselves like a sort of an Adam, Adam Belial, a bad Adam, an Adam which is not according to the real Adam, the Adam Shalemes. So now, Hamas HaMelech Shachacha, the Acharoin Af, which is the Bavid Zara, was nullified. So it's no more Acharoin Af B'Oil. So tzaddikim have a certain avoda that's avoda of aver lishma. Very interesting to note that this, just like this Rishon, plain Rishon, in other words, nowadays Rishon that are sort of on the Madrega of Adam Rishon La'achar Chet, and Tzadikim which are on the Madrega of Adam Rishon La'achar Chet, after the Chet. Same way, you have Rishon which are B'shoirish, very big Rishon, and they're Rishon on the Madrega of Adam Rishon Koidem Achet. These are the biggest Rishon, and Lumazel, you have Tzadikim which are Tzadikim of Adam Rishon Koidem Achet. You see, let's say, Lavan and Bilam. If you learn plain Pshat, let's say, I'll pick out Parshas Bilam. Parshas Balak, Parshas Bilam. Learn plain Pshat in the Pasuk. So every child will ask, why? Was Bilam a Rasha or was he a Tzaddik? Learn whole Parshas Balak. I would say he was a big Tzaddik. There's no one that says so much, repeats again and again, Le'ucha Laver is Pi Hashem. I can't be over the Pi Hashem. If Balak will give me Maloy Beis, the Kesef is off. Lo Ucha Laver is Pi Hashem. I can't be over the Pi Hashem. Hashem talks to him, and the Malach comes to him and tells him not to, you know, with the whole mice of the Pi Hashem. So he says, "Im Rabbi Nacha, if it's bad in your eyes, I'll go back. I'll go. No, go along." And what did Bilam do? The pasuk mentions later in Bilam Akoisim, Harge Becherev, Bilam, Var Bilam, but plain, Bilam is a tzaddik. I would say Chas v'Shalom, but it seems to be like he's a tzaddik. And Lavan is the most kind person. Ach atzmi psoriot, it tells to Yaakov. So v'tavdein echonam, agidu nimam eskatecha, v'yavcheinu Hashem beglalecha. Whatever. What could I do to my children? Bonus benoisa, I'll kiss them, I'll give them, I'll vaynashek l'chalecha. The whole parsha, mamish, you don't have, unless you hear what Yaakov is saying. Yaakov says, well, you know, Yaakov has tainus on him, has complaints on him, but the Torah doesn't complain on him. The Torah says, oh, everything good. Not, what did Laban do wrong? You don't see anything that wrong. Maybe he gave lay before Och, but he defends himself. He says, "No, I'm a proper person. I can't give the younger before the older. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be embarrassing. It's going to be embarrassing the older daughter. It's not right. It's not proper. He should have self-understood. He should have understood that I'll give Leah before nothing. Everything is good, and he's the biggest Russia. Say, Mad, learn Ma Bikash Love and Arami Lasis Yaakov. The Torah says, Arami Oved Avi." You have to learn, it's a lesson you have to learn, that what does Lav Marami try to do to Yaakov? Where's the Parah? You look at the parish of Parah, Parah is a big Rasha. And Lav is a big Tzaddik. No, Lav is the Rasha. In other words, just like there's a Tzaddik who does exactly what Hashem wants, so the Rasha also does what Hashem wants, same way. But he is the biggest Rosh, and he's the biggest Tzaddik. He's a Rosh of Adam Rishon Koidem Achet. He's a novel Bishus HaTorah. He does everything what Hashem wants. Doesn't Lo'uchal, I can't be over. What if he can't be over? You're going to curse Klal Yisrael. Everything Bishus HaTorah. If you want. If you don't want. You know that Hashem doesn't want it. Hashem didn't command me. You know, he didn't tell me anything. He didn't tell me. He told me. He could have told me. No, he didn't tell you. No, so I'm covered. I'm right. No complaints. No, you know Hashem doesn't want it. No. Who says I know? I don't know. I could do it. So that's a rush. That's the rush. That's the Bilam rush. And this parsha of Bilam is right after the parsha of Chukas. And Chukas is a parsha which Moshe Rabbeinu was over the piyasha. And Yahal lo hamantam bi. So it's Purim. Moshe is over the Pi Hashem. Yahalim is angry at Moshe, and all of a sudden, Bilam is the biggest tzaddik. Moshe, it could be by Oymik Achsidus was like this. There's a certain kedusha that was in Bilam that had to go out from Bilam. That's Parshas Bilam. All the brachas that Bilam gave to Klal Yisrael, a certain kedusha. So you can't reach that kedusha. Only the tzaddik who enters the place of Bilam and takes that out. So Moshe is over Pi Hashem because he reveals really that that the inyan of being mekayim Torah and mitzvahs is not if you listen what you tell what Hashem told you to be mekayim the rotzen Hashem, you could sometimes be even over what Hashem told you because you mekayim the intention of Hashem. That's called aver l'shma. Moshe did a big mesiras nefesh by hitting the seller. You know, it's a big mesiras nefesh for Klal Yisrael, and really, the whole Maim Rabin that went out of the cellar, these are parashis in Torah. The Chazal said, this is Maim, it's Torah, and he took out parashis in Torah. It's very talking that he took out parashis Bilam from the Sitra Achet through this Maim Rabin. And through that, Bilam later said the whole parasha of Bilam, and Bilam mentioned the Maim Rabin, especially pertaining to Mechias Amalek. He says, V'zari b'Maim Rabin v'yorim agag malka v'sinasam achet. There's going to be Maim Rabin. It's Maim Rabim Torah, which is called Maim Rabim, which is going to enter the place of the Tumah of Bilam, and it's going to take out all the Kedusha of Bilam. The Aveir of Moshe Rabbeinu is the opposite of the Tzidkis of Bilam. The Aveir of Moshe Rabbeinu shows that he does the intention of the Rabbeinu Shalom without following the rules. He could break all the rules. He has a license to break. He's a Tzaddik, of course. Here again, you shouldn't make a mistake. It's a Tzaddik, it's a license of a Tzaddik. You could break all rules and do it in the kavanah, do what Hashem wants you to do. And Bilam could do follow all rules and be the biggest Rasha. And Yohanavi wanted to break the clip of Avodah Zarah, so it was Oivan Aveir, big Aveir. It was Oivan Shchutechitz, Aliyah Bahar Karmel, and he was Matiach Dvarim Kalab Amal. He sort of spoke words of Chutzpah Chas Hashem to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But Chazal called Matir, he told the bunch of Alter Sabaisos Luba Macharanas, he said words to Hashem that if someone else would say it, it would be a Machar of a Megalev. He would be considered the biggest Aver. And he did this Aver Lishma, and it was a big mitzvah ban. So he showed that it's not the system, it's the Inyan. It's the Inyan, it's the Chiyas, it's the life. It's not the Tzelem, it's the Neshama. So that's the whole idea of shtachvu letzalem. This shtachvu letzalem means that was elkeim yoshni. It was a time of yoshon, sleep, a time of sleeping. No, they did mitzvahs, but sleeping without the chiyus, without. So of course, then Haman could imitate it. So the whole yontiv of Purim is bring out the pnimis, Megillas Esther, bring out the pnimis. What's Nister? The part of you that can't bow down to the Avodah Zarah. The part of you that's not a Tzalem. It's not a Tzalem. It can't. Ain't Tzav el Avodah Zarah. It's not a Tzav. It's higher than Tzav. You can maybe even do Aver Lishma. No, it's Aver to become Shikha. I think to become drunk is considered an Aver. Okay, I wouldn't say, but don't drive afterwards. But if you come a little Begiluf, a little Shikha and Purim, and it really brings out your Pnimius. It brings out your pnimis, it's an aver lishma. It brings you out, now I'm shikha, so I can't do everything what's proper. I'm not so proper now. But I'm a neshama. I'm a not proper neshama. Okay, so I could say something that I wouldn't say all year. But I mean Hashem v'toroso, I'm over an aver lishma. I'm a neshama. So then it's about the whole clip of Bizman Hazeh. It's not as everything has to be externally proper. The whole world is very chitzonis. Sometimes a person could be a real novel mishnas Torah. It's very very shchiyah, very motzi. Sometimes go even to a very chassidish chassan and everything, and you could see that he wasn't doing anything. The best hashgachas, the best everything, the best. But I once was with such a chassan. I told afterwards the people that I don't think I was allowed to be by such a chassan. I was allowed to be present with such a chassan. I said he wasn't over on anything. He wasn't over on any halach in the Shulchan Aruch. There was no teruvus. Was sneeze. Right? Sneeze. Whatever you call it. It was mechitza. Everything was right. It was kashrus. Everything. It was over on the whole kavanah satar. That's not the kavanah satar. The kavanah satar is a person should know that Olam Hazeh is not the place of schar. It's not a place where you have to expand. You have to live all in tanugim. It's a place you have to you have to haim nasoisam. You have to serve Hashem. Tanugim olam hazeh is only as much as helps you to be a chavis adas to serve Hashem. But the rest is there's no purpose in that. It's no good. And this chasna was the opposite of that. It showed that it was like a goyish idea. You know, everything oilam hazeh, you know, it became a shurit oilam hazeh. Not, it wasn't even normal. So it's not being over the shacharich, it's being over the Torah. The whole Torah, it's not the shacharich, it's all kavanos the Torah. So we have to work in our generation, our times, we have to work on that very much. It's, yeah, to lift ourselves up a little higher, to be a certain shaman, not to avoid the many things you have to do that even you could say you have a hatter not to do it, and no one commanded you to do it, and maybe it's a mitzvah chassidus, whatever it is. But it's very important. It shows that you really want to do the Ratzon Hashem. You're not a tzelem, you're a neshama of Yipach Ba'apach Nishmas Chaim. And let's hope that the neshama of all of Klal Yisrael will be in Zgalah, Melech HaMashiach, Meir Amen. Amen.
Amen.